fly? Yes, he could do fly. You change the pressure of the temperature. So the line becomes solidified. You could even
fly. Nice.
One second. How could you? How could you dream great? Very simple. Adam can change the squeezing out, and then you don't put out squeezing out. By changing the pressure and the temperature, so you convert it into a liquid and then drink it. So, if you kill it, you'll take wine, and it's on the fire, and then you eat it. You'll be vatel or lesterless. Because there is aloha of meat, achille by kelen is in tzatzit. It makes a bracha in the kelen meat spring. It's an aveide. Gemara says it's an aveide. So, what is an aveide? If it is eaten the way, it's meat infusion. So, if he has, let's say, wine, so it's meat initiates. Some neighbor suppose you solidify it and you add it and you eat it in the solid form, you'll be vatelness of the rice. And then he's recipe, then certainly be vatelness of the rice. Because he's mechuyev to eat it the way it's meat to be eaten. And if he eats it not the way it's meat to be eaten, he's vatelness of the rice. Means the Chazon says, the same thing applies to Yitzhak. Since it's a mitzvah incumbent upon the kid to eat truma, to eat or to drink, the way it's eaten, to be eaten, to be drunk, so if Yitzhak will eat or drink truma, then you'll be either a mitzvah. You'll be either a mitzvah. Now, so the Rambam mentions Hatumon tennis lachile ulisia ulisiche, shasiche ikisie, shenema vatobe hamayim bichirbe, uchishemen beatmeis. That's imperial community ahead, killing there. That's imperial cook test until. So Dovid HaMelech describes the dishes of the Rishonim in Israel, you know, who are trying to destroy the Jewish people, and then he mentions the cross. Similar affair, there are two pshotim there. I'm involved in them, unfortunately. So, according to the Radak, so when David HaMelech says, Atore, in other words, the clover should overtake. So, David is the coward that he showed you, that the clover should overtake them. And he should penetrate into their organs. Kash, kimayim b'kirbe yochishemen b'seisem atore. So according to Radak Pshat, so David HaMelech is expressing the glory upon the Rishonim, I mean, who are trying to destroy the Jewish people. According to the Malbim and Rashivshin, for her, she adopts the Malbim Pshat. So he said, no. Because David HaMelech at the beginning of the period, he says, I wish I could have it killed, but there is no killing except on the counter where I sit. So there's going to be those models that are for the chicken, and there he has all of the killing. Otherwise, I'd have to take away the big cedar.
So.
What? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like, when do you get Malkus for eating Chuma?
If it's Zah, it's Chuma. It's high Malkus and it's high Mishnish.
Oh, both of them? Both in Malkus?
You get both of them?
Yeah.
That's only the Zara.
Of course. Malkus has all the bonus. I just want to point out why the Maud explains it differently, and it's Muchach, like the Maud. כי כפי ראשו וכפי מיהו מעולי בסופו, דיבו איתי לשם שוקר, ודברי סינוס וגולי והלחמים יחינו, תחס הגוסי הסתמיני ואני תפיר. So, Chazal say that Moser means because the Jews are not his shivin poem for the Moserot. And then the Moserot, they are saying Yisrael too. And still, what do they do? Instead of appreciating him, they hate us more. Tachas Havosi means for me, Bani Stilo. Vayasimu alai ro tachas tevo. Isino tachas Havosi. Hapkido of Rosho, Yisotin Yamid al-Mimu. וישבתי מצירושו וספילוסי די אל חתו יהיו יום הבניעתי מפקודוסי מתחכה יהיו בונו פיסיינים ואישתי אלמונו ימי אלינו בונו וישי אלו ודור שמחו וזהו ינקי שני שלחו השלו ובירים וזור ומתיע על מי לאי מי שחוסת ועל יחינו ומסימו יחריסי לאחריס בדי רחל ומחשמו אני זוכר רבין הבן סוף או רבי שם, וחתסים לי על תימך. That's one place where the expression "יימח שמו" is mentioned in Tehillim. It's another, in another place. אני זוכר רבין הבן סוף או רבי שם, וחתסים לי על תימך. יהיו נגד רבי שם תומי, ויחר ישמיה לזיכר. יענה של אני זוכר עשיס חוסף, והירבי בשומי ואבי, וחיריבו במייסים. ויער כלולו ותביאו, ולחופץ דברוכו וצירחת ממנו. וילבש כלולו כמדי, וטובי חמיים בקיר בי, וחשנן וחשנן בעצמי סוף. צירי כבגד יתר, ומזעתו מגרדרו. זה סיפור עשי כנאי, מאיס עד השם ועד דברו על נפש. ויעתו עד... יעתו. על פי מה לשם עשיתי למען שמחו, כי תתחז לך אצלנו. קוני ואבין עליך ובחור בקיר, כי צייר כמתסן הלכתי מנהרתי כערב, ביר כיבוש לו מצייר, וקצור מכוח השמשמן. ואני הייתי שיחר פה להם, ירוני יניר מראשון, עוזרי לי עד השם לכל ישעים כחזדך, וידו תהיות חוזר יסעת הראשון עשיתו, ניקרו להם ועדו סיבורו, קומו בעליבי שבעת החוליסמו. יוגש שסייט קלימו ביאטו חמין קמיו בושטו אידי אני שמרים בפיו שחד מהורם שיאמי לי ואבי אין וישיר את זה so the Hadak explains the whole capital the whole period that in other words it's first David Amalek he talks about the Nisaelon of seeing this way so first he says Tachas ha'agosi yisemini vanitir so it seems that David HaMelech was not convicted of the Nisaelon, he didn't say this, but he says, Tachas HaDosim is the Mini Banitio. And so Chazal, that's the Medrash, explains it. What Mini Banitio? I am not creative, says the poem for the Shemunis. And they should reciprocate and love me and be nice to them. So Tachas HaDosim is the Mini. But I can feel being's power for their welfare. So how does it appear that the David HaMelech, of course, is Yom HaKiddush, but that he's vindictive. It's not vindictive. He says, Tachas HaVosim is the meaning of Anitfilo. So how vindictive is he on the contrary?
He keeps us down.
He keeps on praying for them, in spite of their sin. But by your similar role, Tachas Tevo, the sin of Tachas HaVosim, there, according to Maldi Pshat, so with Posik Vov, David HaMelech begins his clothes, to shower his clothes upon the Nimes Eilom, the same Israel. Hapti the Rosho, the Sopinam, and the meaning of Bishopi, it's Rosho, who's philosophy of the Tov. It doesn't seem to harmonize with the first Sukhi. Tachas HaVosim is the Nimi, and it's Philo, by a similar role, Tachas Tevo, the same Tachas HaVosim. So, it means from these psukim, it appears that David is motivated by love, even towards the same Israel. But then he starts showering clothes at him. I mean, al yirin mishachesed, val yachinin mishimo, So there seems to be a dichotomy in the psyche of the period according to the Rabbatska. So then Holmes says, no, Pshat is different. Pshat is different. He says, all these psyche that are expressive of qualas are not expressive of the qualas that David HaMelech is expressing towards the Yisrael on top. But he's just describing the qualas that in Yisrael are showering upon his heart. This is not right. It's according to the Radak, all these psukim of qualas are expressive of David's qualas against the same Yisrael. According to the Malkus job and the Rechitian from Hirsch, accepts that the Pshat of the Malkus. So he says, all these psukim that are expressive of qualas are only expressive of the qualas that the same Yisrael are showering upon the Jews. He says, now as they say, half kingdom of Russia, and the mountain comes out, and when they express qualas against the Jewish people, they use God's name too. And they pray to God. They address themselves to the Rebbe Yishalom, they tell the Rebbe Yishalom, half kingdom of Russia, be sucking Yamid Alumine, be shorting its Russia, is to loss it to Hato. I mean, this is what the Catholic Church has done throughout the generations. They have been appealing to God that God should shower his glories upon the Jewish people. So, be shorting its Russia, which to loss it to Hato. You young of the Ati, Kudosin Kachachre. You one of the same in Vishti Almor, not as the Radak explained it. That Amalek is praying Takoni Baruch Hu that he should make the children of the same Yisrael the same. But David Amalek is mentioning that the wishes and the clothes of the Yisrael, they constantly keep on praying Takoni Baruch Hu. This is exactly what the church has been doing throughout the generations. You one of his saying in the Yisrael Almor, the Nea Yenu, one of the Shia Lubi Dorshom Chavoseyan, and as a matter of fact, now they eliminated some of the prayers, but they used in the prayers of the Christians, so they used to say that the Jewish people should be cursed until they'll accept the Isaiah. They used to say it every day. Now, so they eliminated it. So, the Makon is the mouth of Jah. So all these psukim of qualas are expressive of the qualas that David attributes to the Messiah, that they showered upon the Jewish people. So then at the end he says, from Pesuk. So according to Radak, all the psukim of Bos, from Pesuk Vav to Pesuk Yutes inclusive, are expressive of the qualas that David HaMelech is showering upon the Yisrael. So, but according to the Maori, in the Pesukim of Hirsch, doesn't deserve to mention their qualas. And then he says in Pesuk Chol, Zeis Pura Sifnei Meis HaGishem, Vadim Roa Nacho, come to Radak. Very strange. Zeis Pura Sifnei Meis HaGishem. In other words, he mentioned his qualas against the Messiah. Why did he say, Zeis Pura Sifnei Meis HaGishem, Vadim Roa Nacho? So it's Mashi.
What does that mean?
It's a parrot that the Radak explains it differently. Yeah, I don't know, the Altschol says, the Altschol does mention, the Malmus Pshat and I really don't hear it, I brought the sandwich. Oh, I thank you very much. So, I brought the sandwich with me, but anyway.
What does that mean, those poor?
One second. This is the scope of their activities, of my enemies. So that indicates, like the Malkusha, The article mentions that the Maudin of Shizro for her is explained differently. But we mention it only as, you know, as a Shitas Yochid. But the fact is that the Radak's Pshat is the real Pshat and the Amin Chazal. I mean, the Radak's Pshat is very difficult. The Maudin Pshat is the real Pshat, it's much not from the Kshutim. Apart from the fact that according to Radak, there is a certain disharmony, dichotomy. At the beginning of the period, David HaMelech talks that he's motivated by love for them. And then he starts showering clothes upon them. And then at the end, he again doesn't mention any colors. He only says to the Rebbeinu Sharon, Ozreni Abishem Alekoi, Hushenit Chazach, V'yidu Kiyot Chazois, Ato Abishem Asiso, Yikaru Heimo, the Atos of God. He's not cursing anybody. He's only asking the Rebbeinu Sharon, let them curse, but you should bless us. What do I care that they curse us? It doesn't seem consistent.
No, Yikaru Heimo means he's cursing them.
Anyway, it doesn't seem consistent. It's not my job now to explain it. I just mention it because I think what Rabbi says is especially true according to the Maudin's Pshat. As a matter of fact, Esmachter also has that evidence. But Esmachter is not just Esmachter. Esmachter also has a basis, has a meaning. So, Tirsu says, the Hashem is an Esmachter. From the Rambam we see, so the Lord points out, it's not an Asmachte. If it'd been an Asmachte, the Rambam would mention this possible. Vatove kishemen b'kirve, vatove kimayim b'kirve, Hashem b'tzeisav, the Rambam never mentions Drosha. This Drosha in them. If the Rambam, she'd have been like this, it's an Asmachte, so it's a Kavachina. He doesn't mention the Udrashes, all of a sudden he mentions an Asmach. The Karatzi is the Rambam Shittim, it's not an Asmach. But, what does this Pasuk say? This Pasuk says, in respect to the clothes, that the Israelim see the soil shower on the Jewish people. So, when they address the Rebbeinu Sharon, so being singing his oil, saying to the Rebbeinu Sharon, that the Rebbeinu Sharon should curse the Jews, and that the Klole, he should bestow a Klole upon them, and that Klole that the Rebbeinu Sharon will bestow upon the Jewish people, that's what the Nisayon said. So, let them be clothed in curse. That's what the Nisayon said when they addressed themselves to the Rebbeinu Sharon. Let them be clothed, let the Jewish people be clothed in the curse, and let the curse penetrate into their internals like water and like shemen in their bones. So that, Nora learns out, the Sichus Hussein. In other words, sins. David HaMelech put in the mouth of sin in his soul. This forehead, I told you, Hamayim, the children, the Hashem, and the Absolutism. That means that as far as the Chepti is concerned, that's what the Lord says, as far as the Chepti is concerned, so Sikha is not, Maisa Sikha is not Maisa Achim. It's not Maisa
Achim.
See, there's a difference between the Aloche of Sikha B'chol Achille and Sikha B'chol. Sia b'chachir means that ma'aseh sia is synonymous with ma'aseh. Don't make any difference. But drinking and eating, that's how to eat, is the same ma'aseh. The same ma'aseh. But the ma'aseh sia is ma'aseh sia. It's not like ma'aseh sia. But as far as the consumption, if the heft is concerned, when you drink water, the water is being drunk, and it's swallowed into your internals. So when you are soft, so then in the heftze, in the result, is the same thing. In other words, שמילא גבי תרומו, סינס גבי תרומו, דרוזה לא, עוד מיקי, וזה ברמב"ם סס, התרומו ניתנס לאחיר ולסיעה, ולסיחה, שהסיחה היא כסיעה, שנאמר בתווך המים ביקר בך השם הסייסר, סוד תרומו נזניק עם תבי קנסיון בישראל כמולי. תבי קנסיון, it's not a question of a mitzvah, of eating tumor, of drinking tumor. There is no mitzvah of eating tumor and drinking tumor. The mitzvah is in the chepze, that the dobo shedarki l'ocheil should be consumed for achil. Dobo shedarki l'ishteis should be consumed to see it. Dobo shedarki l'osei, like shemen, should be consumed to see it. So it's so sicha kisiyah means in the consumption, in the chepze, that when the chepze is nisach al gabi aguf, so it means it is just as if the chepze had been drunk. But and that we learn out, is it Roshan Mure, from the passage, but Batobei kamayim b'kirbei yoheshem bas meisa. So there is an analogy between the consumption of mayim when it is swallowed and it is consumed by the stomach and mayim b'kirbei and the consumption of shemen when it's anointed upon the body. So the result is the same. The result of drinking is analogous to the result of sikha in the herz, in the consumption. And since, so watch out. So, he has no shaykhas to call his own shvateo. Because call his own shvateo, if the aloch had been that maise sikha is identical with maise sikha, so naturally, we wouldn't be allowed in the raise to soch chile, to soch. To soch treite, to soch beratomia, chaza, and so on. Because maise sikha is what I say. But there is no aloha that sikha is the whole sikha. So he says, sikha, maise sikha is maise sikha, maise sikha, it's two different maises. It's not like sikha the chachil. Sikha the chachil implies that the mice see how the beam is a mice after. Same thing, and it is the same thing. It is the same thing to me, yes, any doctor. He will tell you that mice after is like mice see, except see is in fluids, and after is in silence. That's the same thing. There's the aloha of see of after. But see is not in the mice see is like mice. Mais sikh is like mais sikh. No, it's not. Mais sikh is mais sikh. And when the Torah asks, achile, or sikh, let's say, treke, and vele, the vatome, and you know that. So, only achile sikh is also. But sikh is not the mais achile, it's not the mais sikh. But in the consumption, the chepze, when something, when shemen is consumed through sikh, so it is an analogy. And that is deduced from the person in theory. Even though that person refers to the Rosh. The Rosh, I mean, it's all right according to the Rabbas Pshat too. But anyway, whether it's the Klole of David against the same Yisrael, or the Klole of the same Yisrael against the Jewish people, but David put it in the mouth of the same Yisrael, that, and he put it to a Hachidosh, he put it in their mouth. So mainly it's a riot that there is an analogy in the Chetze between the consumption of Siyeh and the consumption of Siyeh. V'atobei ha-mayim b'kir b'dach Hashem b'asfez. When mayim is consumed through Siyeh, it is the same thing as Shemen is consumed through Siyeh. So mele, by Trumo where there is aloha, by Trumo where there is aloha of Niki, there is a mitzvah that it has to be Niki, it has to be consumed the way it is Niki to be consumed. It's not a question auf weißer Höhe, it's needed to be unclean. Von weißer Höhe, no. Dobo, she darke lache. So the derech is to be consumed by Achille. So then the mitzvah is to have it consumed by Achille. Dobo, she darke lache. So the derech is to have it consumed. To have it consumed through Sine. So the mitzvah is to have it consumed through Sine. Dobo, she darke lache. For the derech is to have it consumed through Sine, a channel. So may the mitzvah incumbent upon the king is to have it consumed, to have the chepze, to have the chepze consumed through sich. So may end if there is so that assay of having it consumed by the king in the way it is needing to be consumed, implies an Israel say that the Tzar is not allowed to have it consumed the way it's supposed to be consumed by the king. Because it's needed to be consumed, that's the Avedah by the king. It's needed to be consumed in a certain way. And if the Tzar does it that way, he's able to Israel so he's high Kyan Khadesh, because it's an Israel, but it's only an Israel. Because in the Rabbi knows the coming in love, so there has to be Maitzach, the Maitzachir. And Sikha is, it does not come to the Maitzachir. That's why, so the Rabbi says, that's why the more mentions the positive guilt. Why does the more mention the positive guilt? To point out that this halacha in Rabbi's Nassau is not a ribu that tells us that Maisi Sikha is Maisi Sikha. No, it's only a ribu to tell us that in the Chepze, the consumption of Sikha through Sikha is like a consumption for Sikha. So Mele, it's also for his outward. And it's a mitzvah for a king to do it after that way through Sikha. And Mele, since it's also for his outward, so Mele is he's Michael Trumor, so it's Chayef Kyan Chimish. Because the Chayef Kyan Chimish is based upon the fact that he abuses the food. Michael, what do you mean Michael? They shall not abuse the Trumor. So how does Izar abuse the Trumor? If he does it, if he consumes it, the way a Kayan is Michael to consume it. So then he abuses the Trumor.
What's the difference if the Kol Yemsei of the Tumah is to be absorbed in the body, like Siya? The Nitan Tumah is said that you use it in the death that is to be used.
Yeah.
And then the Mekhaya Mitzvah is the same.
Yeah.
So what's the difference if it's... let's say that the Shannon would be that it doesn't get consumed. It stays on the Tumah. No matter what, that gets
into the Tumah.
There's a space on top of that, but that's the death. The
the Achilas Pass, nor have Tzil. But since the mitzvah is not that he should eat it tomorrow, he should bring it tomorrow, it's needed to be absorbed and to be consumed the way it is naturally consumed, the way it's naturally absorbed. So it doesn't make any difference where he drinks Yain Shal Tumah in the Achilas Pass, or he drinks it little by little in the course of the whole day, in the course of 10 hours or 24 hours, as long as in the end it is absorbed and consumed the way it's natural to have it absorbed and consumed. So it's the kind of mitzvah. So because if it had been a mitzvah of my zachel in Truma, then it would have leaded to the achilas part.
So the Keren Chaimish is even if it's not the achilas part, how about the Issa Kares?
Of course, to the mitzvah of eating kosher. So they, and that is in line with what Rabbi says. So he says there is a difference, let's say, between the mitzvah, let's say, of achilas matzah, or achilas matzah, or achilas kosher. So there is a mitzvah of achil. So he has to eat it to the achilas pras. And the mitzvah of eating kosher. Achilas kochim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So, of the chupa rasher ochlo. So it's a mitzvah the raise. So the Sarevi says, there the mitzvah is not the maizach. But the mitzvah consists in the fact that the kochim is it. And it is similar to what Rava says. Because Rava says, it's halacha mit. Where is the Aloch of Nikim? By Tzumo there is Aloch of Nikim, and by Meis Hashem in Yerushalayim, it's also Aloch of Nikim. So by Meis Hashem in Yerushalayim, also the mitzvah is not the Meis Hashem. Meis Hashem will take Hashatava Nafshecho, Vosso, Nafshecho, so the mitzvah does not consist in the Meis Hashem. Suppose he'll demolish Meis Hashem or buy Vosso, and we need it, but slowly, not for the Achilas Pras, but also the Karmitz. Because there the mitzvah is not the Maizah. The mitzvah is to eat it the way it is needed to eat. And by Truma also, the mitzvah by the Kayan is to eat it the way it's absorbed, naturally, usually. So the mitzvah consists in being Nechav, in being Mishteh. So, since the mitzvah is binishte, so siche, the result of siche is like the result of siye. That's the posse. Vatovei chamayim bikir beyocheshem batzitzah. But in the mindset, different mindset. That it's not in the chedushim on the Rambam, but after all the chedushim on the Rambam, there are a number of chukis.
The best line is by Kachem also, that the mitzvah is the same as me.
But for all reasons, I claim DNA, I don't know who it is. I have a suspicion that it was written to the Haskalah Promiske, but I'm not sure. That's my suspicion, that it was written to the Haskalah Promiske. That letter, it's Daf and Chesem based, that you get the end of the Sikha. It's not in Chedushim. So, claim DNA is so, Gamani Omarti Mashik Kosak Vedin. My guess is that he doesn't mention a name, but it's written to the Chazal Chamis. And then there's another tshuva, it's also
says. So when I get a kippur, the kippur is the Maisa, but it's just that
it's the Maisa. Yeah, because in kippur, wiseness is on the Oseh, and the Amin and the Chitz Oseh and Tzich Oseh, because it's a Inu. So Inu depends not on the Maisa, but rather on the result.
And the better time that he speaks about all the Yisroel like Shumash Shachazir is what then? Why is that?
It is altogether different. I mean, the Rambam said it in the Rambam, but he doesn't say it on the Rambam. Shita is altogether different. But I think according to all the Shaykh, Inu does not depend. Inu does not depend upon the mindset, but rather on the result, and the fact that the shaman is being missing. And Inu does not depend upon the So it's not, the Issa does not consist in putting answers, but the Issa consists in the fact that I have shoes on my feet. Not the mindset of wearing shoes. The fact, it's not like the Issa of Rebisha Shabbos. dieser von diesen Schatten ist, so dieser ist ein sehr kleiner Maschinchen, der nur so Santo. So it's not dieser, does not consist in wearing shoes, in putting on shoes. The dieser consists in the fact that the feet are shielded by the shoes. It's in the result. That's why it's in the right anyway. I don't know, I couldn't see. The was looking for the Chiddush HaKnis, but he couldn't find it yesterday. He was looking. It's a very good piece. It's a very good piece. It's that I'm Chesam Tetz in the letters. I think that it was written to the Chasma Tomsky. I think so. Why do I think so? Because it's a certain story that Ruchem Garelli showed me. It's told me. So I had the impression that it was written to the Chasma Tomsky. All right. My isha the isha. The Gemara says, "Anam dar Shimon isha the isha." My isha the isha. It can isha in real isha. To make his pas yimechod liidom nahim. Now we have to look into the psukim. In general, no excusing. We have to have the chumash because otherwise it will have difficulties. As a matter of fact, it would be good to know the psukim by heart in order to understand the shame and the excuse.
Tamun va'isha.
Alright. Isha va'isha. This is reference to the pasuk Yutes in Vayikra Tesvov in Mitzrayim. Vayikra Tesvov, pasuk Yutes. The Isha ki siye zobo, don yiye zeybo bipsoho, shivas yomim tiye bimitoso, bichol anigea bo yitma ador. So why you thought I have to say Vayisha? What did it say? Isha ki siye zobo. So, the vov is apparently superfluous, so it's not the same. So this is my isha v'isha mitanya, isha. The Torah could have said, v'i isha kisi ezov. Why did it say v'isha? Only al isha. Tinekis basimechod midam naim, tamblema veish. That's the purpose of the extra book.
Mar bezangi,
kino. Al mekima bekor basimechod naim. Vermin, isho in real isho. Now, this is reference to the prosecutress. So the first Rosh is reference to prosecutess. Isho kisi ezor odom yez ezor so. This has reference to prosecutress. What does prosecutress say? The isho asher ishkap ish oiso shich vazora birochatsu banayim bitomu adoer. So again, why do you try to say the isho asher ishkap ish oiso shich vazora? The Torah could have said isho asher ishkap ish oiso shich vazora. So that in any case, that's given shown in the heart, it's also there. Tamulema veish. So the kashi is, how is it? We have in both psukim, we have an extra word. So from the extra word in Pasuk Yutes, we amar
be'yim,
and from the extra word in Pasuk Yutches, we amar be'omni t'nekes. Why? So the Gemara says, Omarote, Hilchasim, Tzaloch l'meishim b'sina. So which one is deduced from the pasuk, and which one is grounded in halacha b'shmishina? Hey, kol b'heilu chaseh. Ilei mepasim me'achod lo chaseh, v'sholoshon me'achod kol. So what's this for? In being marbe from the extra vav, dafke pasim shani me'achod. Kol stomachs it says vei, and the vei is marbe something. So it is reasonable to assume it's marbe v'yena. But that's the youngest age. Couldn't be less than that. Inachod means 1 second. The moment is born. But what's foreign is there? That the verb be seira is marbe dafke gimushan, the prosecution gimushan. So. Kol stomach says, Elo, bas gimu shen mechot hilchase, bas yin mechot ko. In other words, insofar as the drasha in prosecute test is concerned, so that is based upon the person. Without the cost of our conditions. But, insofar as prosecute test is concerned, so that's our conditions is not. That if somebody is born isha, who is Paskimu Shani Mechot, so she is Neo, because we also be there, so Neo, she is Neo, Tuma Sheikh Mazar, is so, Umahad Yulchase Kolomon, so since it's our Chalmish Nisina, that if somebody is about to make Paskimu Shani Mechot, so she is Neo, Tuma Sheikh Mazar, so Neo, they are both named Tuma Sheikh Mazar, so what is the purpose of the external? Know that Allah anyway. So, Vahad Yilchase Kol Amari, Limute Ishmeleida. What does Ishmeleida mean? What does Ishmeleida mean? So Rashi explained that the Maskara Bimor, that means
red.
That if somebody will have a Sheikh Mazara that is red, that is bloody, now this can happen only if the person has cancer in the Kimanire.
Cancer what?
Cancer in the Kimanire. If he has a cancer in the Kimanire, this does not happen among Jews. There is no, not even a single case of cancer in the Kimanire. But, for instance, lately there are cancers among Jews in the Kimanire. But you know, it only happens to Russian Jews. Because the Mire prevents the development of the cancer on the Jews.
And they're all those.
Yes. So that's the reason as to why in all hospitals there is a regulation that every baby that is born in the hospital, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, don't make any difference, Buddhist, has to be circumcised. Has to be certain. So that cancer is non-existent in the United States because even the Christians circumcise their children. And one of the beneficial effects of healing is that it precludes the possibility of the cancer and the deed. And then there's another beneficial effect that was proven. there. If somebody is ill, then the development of cancer of the uterus is reduced in heaven. Not like cancer of the gut. Cancer of the gut, if there is ill, doesn't happen. Non-existent. But cancer of the uterus sometimes can take place even in a Jewish woman or in a uterus, and so they can, but it's reduced in them. It's reduced in them. Now, I was told, okay, I found it out from doctors here, so I will tell you that lately there have been cases of cancer of the gut in many Jews. But you know what? You know what happened? The Russian Jews. Because unfortunately, in Russia, many Jews, and I don't even want to say the percentage, because it's
Chad Shapin Achendi.
It's very unfortunate.